Harry Blackstone Copperfield Dresden. Irresponsible use of true names for summoning and binding others to your will violates the fourth law of magic. I remind you that you are under the doom of Damocles. No further violation of the laws will be tolerated. The sentence for further violation is death by the sword, to be carried out at once.
Now, have you ever been approached by a grim-looking man carrying a naked sword with a blade about 10 miles long in his hand in the middle of the night beneath the stars on the shores of Lake Michigan? Well, if you have, seek professional help. If you have not, then believe you me, it can scare the bejesus out of you. I took a quick breath and had to work not to put it into a quasi-Latin phrase on the exhale, one that would set the man's body on fire and reduce him to a mound of ashes. I react badly to fear. I don't usually have the good sense to run or hide. I just try to smash whatever it is that's making me afraid. It's a primitive sort of thing, and one I don't question too much. But, reflex-based murder seemed a tad extreme, so rather than setting him on fire, I nodded instead.
Evening, Morgan. You know as well as I do that those laws apply to mortals, not fairies. Especially for something as trivial as I just did. And I didn't break the fourth law. He had the choice whether to take my deal or not.
Morgan's sour, leathery face turned a bit more sour, the lines at the corners of his mouth stretching and becoming deeper.
That's a technicality, Dresden. A pair of them.
His hands, broad and strong, resettled their grip upon the sword he held. His unevenly graying hair was tied into a ponytail in the back, like Sean Connery's in some of his movies. Except that Morgan's face was too pinched and thin to pull off the look. I did my best to keep from looking nervous or impressed. And truth be told, I was both. Morgan was my warden, assigned to me by the White Council to make sure I didn't bend or break any of the laws of magic. He hung about and spied on me mostly, and usually came sniffing around after I'd cast a spell of some kind. Now, I'd be damned if I was going to let the White Council's guard dog see any fear out of me. Besides, he would take it as a sign of guilt, in the true spirit of paranoid fanatics everywhere. So all I had to do was keep a straight face and get out before my weariness made me slip up and do or say something he could use against me. Morgan was one of the deadliest evocators in the world. He wasn't bright enough to question his loyalties to the Council, and he could do quick and dirty magic like few others could. Quick and dirty enough to rip the hearts out of Tommy Tom and Jennifer Stanton's chests, in fact. If he wanted to,